USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Claiming the color of one's skin is the deciding factor with Texas' new Voting Rights Act. Attorney General Merrick Garland's Department of Justice sued Texas over a redistricting map Monday, saying the plans discriminate against voters in the state's Latino and Black populations. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
As the Supreme Court has observed, a core principle of our democracy is that, quote, voters should choose their representatives, not the other way around.
It should be noted a Supreme Court ruling said states no longer need to have the Justice Department scrutinize the maps before they are approved. In nature, objects have no straight lines. So when a cube appeared in the distance of a Chinese rover on the far side of the moon, it caught the attention of scientists working on the U-22 rover mission. The object is located about 260 feet or 80 meters from the rover's current location, and they say it will take U-22 around 2 to 3 months to reach it. We are USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the Supreme Court ruled the Biden administration illegally remove the Remain in Mexico immigration policy, the highest court in the land demanded the Biden administration reinstate Remain in Mexico policy. Mexico recently reapproved the policy and is being reinstated along the border.
To slow down the amount of illegal immigrants coming across the U.S.-Mexico border, the Biden administration has reinstated the Remain in Mexico policy, which makes illegals await decisions on their immigration cases in Mexico. Lieutenant Chris Olivares with the Texas Department of Public Safety joins Fox News and says the Biden administration should have acted sooner.
This is something that should have been done at the beginning of the year, but we're almost a year into this border crisis, and there has been no action taken upon the federal government to try to curb or deter or stop this border crisis.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thanks for being there, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Former U.S. Marine and New York Representative Republican Michael Grimm on Newsmax says New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's vaccine mandate for private sector employers is horrific and being done for his own future political aspirations.
You're putting aside the far progressive base. Most New Yorkers would all agree none of it makes sense. Why this race to the bottom so suddenly? Right? Why right before the Christmas season we're announcing these mandates? We know what the restaurants and the hospitality industry has gone through. COVID, they need a robust Christmas season right now, which will go, you know, past the 27th. So why is he forcing this upon us now with all the other things that he's doing? I think it's apparent that he's looking to secure the progressive base for a run in a primary, probably for governor or whatever he's going to run for. He's only looking at it from the primary. Look, if you're going to run in New York City or New York State, as a Democrat, if you win the primary, you win the race. So he's trying to do the most far left progressive and what I would say outlandish proposals and policies that he could possibly think of to try to edge out being beaten on the left in a primary in the future. Because that's the only reason he'd be doing this what I would say is just a spate of ridiculously insane policies towards the very end of his administration.
Yeah.
President Biden and Russian leader Vladimir Putin are video conferencing at this hour. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.